This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, alienated conservative movie lovers strike back with a right-wing film fest in L.A. First in Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court begins its new term today. For a look ahead at what to expect, we turn to Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick, who covers the court. Here's Dahlia with Day to Day's Noah Adams.
The Supreme Court, Dahlia, is holding a special session today to clean up a mess left by one of the decisions they made in the last term. This is called Blakely. It's really confused those involved in criminal sentences. Catch us up, please. What's going on here?
Blakely was a decision in which the Supreme Court invalidated the Washington State sentencing guidelines. Those guidelines had allowed judges to increase sentences in criminal cases based on facts that were never found by a jury, simply found by a judge. The Supreme Court said, no, that violates the Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. It's problematic because the federal sentencing guidelines are remarkably similar to Washington State's. And while the court went out of its way to say we're not talking about the federal guidelines here, 250 various federal courts, appellate courts, and lower courts spent the summer trying to decide what to do with Blakely in terms of the federal sentencing guidelines. The whole summer has been absolutely incomprehensibly complicated. And the question it's going to come down to, can a system that allows judges to raise sentences based on facts that were not pled or proven to a guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, can that kind of system still be constitutional after Blakely? The court, after hearing the argument today, almost has no choice but to toss the federal sentencing guidelines altogether, in which case there is going to be an even bigger mess until Congress picks up the pieces.
This isn't, I understand, the only area in which the Supreme Court is looking back, revisiting old decisions that it's made. It's already chosen about 40 of the 80 cases it will hear this term. Tell us about the other cases that involve the court looking back at what they did.
It's true, Noah. This term could be so far called cleanup on aisle four. One of the questions that's going to go back and revisit is a death penalty question. Previously, the court has said that it was permissible to execute 16 and 17-year-olds. That was in a 1988 case. However, in a 2002 case, the court said, suddenly, you know what? Killing the mentally retarded is unconstitutional. It's cruel and unusual punishment. So a Missouri court has said, well, using the rationale of the 2002 case about the mentally retarded, we also think it's cruel and unusual to execute minors. We're not going to do it anymore. And so the court has to go back to that 1988 case and ask itself, according to evolving standards of decency and morality, is it now impermissible to execute minors? And one of the interesting things about this case is that it's going to involve a lot of looking at the international community, what other countries do. Another case where the court is going to have to go back and revisit its old decisions will involve medicinal marijuana. This is a California case involving one woman who simply grew her own marijuana in her backyard to treat an inoperable brain tumor. California permits that kind of thing. The federal laws do not. And this is going to become a very, very interesting case for a Supreme Court that has thus far been very, very respective of states' rights, may not be so respective of states' rights when it comes down to people being allowed to grow their own dope.
And as the session continues this fall, what else are you looking for that sounds interesting to you?
There's one terrific property rights case out of Connecticut that raising the question whether the government can take land under the takings clause and rather than use it for public use, you hand it over to private developers. There's also a terrific civil rights case involving a male coach who was fired for saying his female basketball players got second-rate treatment. The question is whether he can sue under sex discrimination statutes.
And then, of course, early in November, the election comes along. 4 years ago, the court intervened in the Florida situation. President Bush wins. Anybody see any chance the court will be reactivated this time?
Well, on the one hand, I think this court is going to be very, very reluctant to step in, Noah, and settle a major national election. I think it's still bruised both internally and in the view of the public after Bush v. Gore. I don't think it wants to get involved again. But at the same time, there's no question that there are lawyers on both sides who are absolutely preparing for battle over everything from how polling happens, from the idea that anyone is disenfranchised at all. So there will be, I suspect, lawsuits. Whether the Supreme Court gets involved, oh, I think they hope they don't.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick, who writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure.
And thanks to Day-to-Day's Noah Adams for that interview.